You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, or anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. Although when I looked at the celebration list today, it didn't look like it was anything that was really all that exciting. We might have to take a look and jump around and see what else there is to celebrate, because today, like I say, didn't look like it was all that exciting of a list today. I looked at it, National Best Friends Day. That's a good one. National Name Your Poison Day. I don't think we want to be talking about that in this time frame. National Upsie Daisy Day. Yesterday was National Chocolate Ice Cream Day, so I think we'll just stick with that one. National Chocolate Ice Cream Day yesterday. That sounds good enough for me. That will be what we celebrate today. Let's take a look at the markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average still continuing its torrid pace up, 239 points. S&P 500 up 14.03. NASDAQ up 22.63. Oil's down a little bit today, $1.26 a barrel. Do I even want to look to see what the news says, what the story is on oil right now? You know, sometimes I look at the oil pricing and I say, you know something, it's scary enough to look at this. Do I really want to even talk about it, or do we want to just move right along? Because oil pricing, the reason that, why do I talk about it? So that, I guess that's probably our first question. Why would I even talk about oil? Because that is, number one, a leading indicator for the markets. It is also a leading number because it's one of most of us. It's a fairly significant here in Calizuela. That is a significant expense to most of us. So we do look at that number on a regular basis. We're always one of the higher priced gas places in the country. So we're going to look at that number as well. I'm going to show it if it ever wakes up on my computer screen. I think it's going to get there, but we just kind of wait and wait and wait and wait. Hopefully we'll get that to pop up here. Maybe I'll get it on a different, for some reason Safari doesn't seem to like me today, but we're going to see if we can find one of them that likes us. Maybe they know that we talk about some of these different numbers and they do cause a bit of a problem. Gasoline, $2.03 is the national average for a gallon of gasoline. $2.03. Calizuela, $2.95.1. Yeah, that's not exciting. That is where it is.
It is what it is.
$2.95.1. The best price gas in the land, $1.66.4. 166.4 in Mississippi. I don't know if they do any gas exploration in Mississippi, but now, that's where you get the cheapest gas in the land. I didn't pay too much. I was out on the road this past weekend Gas didn't look too bad along the road. Let's take a look at what some of the other numbers are looking like right now. We're looking at the 10-year Treasury. All of the 10-years, 10-year Treasury's down 2.66 this morning on the yield. We're at 0.875. We were up in the 0.9 range last week. Germany now has still got a negative interest rate, negative 0.318. Japan, 0.046 is what their 10-year is moving at. So we're watching all of those for you. Let's take a look at what else is going on in the world. Anything, you know, I was gone for 4 days. Anything happening? Yeah, well, we're going to do probably one of our more, interesting discussions today. Because I did share that, you know, obviously there is a lot of protesting going on right now. And I got in some heated debates last week over my opinions on what's going on in some of these marketplaces. And I'm going to share with you some thoughts that I have, because to me, this movement, these protests that are going on, there are some pretty basic solutions, pretty, in my opinion, common sense solutions. I hear all the protesters, I hear all the commentary, and I hear people, everybody says, well, the police this, the police that, all these other things, and blaming it all on somebody else. Well, you know, there's about 800,000, 850,000 police officers or law enforcement officers in the United States. Out of any group, we can almost always expect 5 to 10% to be people that we probably would not want to associate with. Well, if you look at the police officers, they are only human. So if you look at that group and say there's probably 5 to 10%, I don't think it's that high, but there could be 5 to 10% that are in the problem area as well. And you say, okay, if that's the case, you know, what do we do? Right? What's the situation? What's going on there? How do we help? And my comment is, watch what's going on in the market. What's the issue? There's 5 to 10%. Probably not as many as that, but did you look and see what the exact numbers are of people that are really hurt? I mean, we want to make it sound like the police officers are these horrible people, and I would never, ever say that because I don't believe it. I only tell you what I really believe in. All right, so the police officers, there are some bad apples in there, and I would submit that most police officers, the ones that I know anyway, in every case of the ones that I know, not just most of the ones I know, but every one of the ones I know, they want to get rid of the bad police officers more than you and I want to get rid of the bad police officers, because they've got a very tough job. Law enforcement has a tough job. They want the bad ones out as bad or worse than the average citizen does. So they're going to work toward that. But here's the issue is personal responsibility. That's my issue. I've said that when we were going through the lockdown with the coronavirus. Those people that are at high risk, well, they should be staying home. They need to be looking out and taking care of themselves. No one's going to take care of you. You watch all these protesters. Well, we've got it so bad. Well, you know something? This is still the best country in the world. Try and find somewhere that it's better than what you're seeing here. The numbers that show are that bear out tell us that every life is important, but the numbers are not as staggering as a lot of these. There have been more people affected by the looting and the rioting and the glorifying of these people by some of the lunatics out there, my opinion, lunatics, right? You get the LeBron Jameses of the world. You get the Al Sharptons of the world giving us some totally lunatic ideas. Again, my opinion. But what do we do with this? How do we solve the problem if there is a problem to be solved, or if anybody wants to solve the problem? There's obviously a problem to be solved, but let's look at some numbers. In 2017, there were 223 black people killed by law enforcement. In 2018, 209. 2019, 235. So far, 2020, 88. This is all per Statista 2020 information. So I like to tell you where I get my data. Is it accurate? I can't tell you that. I'm just telling you, this is Statista, a release date of June 2020. Those are the numbers. So are they going up, going down? They're pretty flat, but in the last 30 years, from the numbers I've heard, they're going down. White people, 457 killed in 2017. Compare that to the black people, 223. We've got 2018, 399 white, 209 black. 2019, 370 white, 235 black. Now, we know that about 13% of the population is black, so the numbers do have to bear that out. But we also know that 35 to 40% of crime is committed by the black population. But again, that's sort of irrelevant, right? Because what we want to do is get to a solution. First off, we look at it and say that, you know, this kind of fascinates me, right? So who's come up with a solution? Has anybody talked at all about a solution? I've heard, get rid of the police. But what are you going to do when somebody's breaking into your house? Who are you going to call? You're going to call a politician? I don't think they're going to show up. You're not going to call Mitt Romney, who's out there walking, and you're not going to call the mayor of or the city council in Minneapolis, who's saying get rid of all the police and let the police station burn. You're not going to call Wimpy Garcetti, right? He's not going to be there for you. So what do you do? It's all about personal responsibility. And I believe that there are five major issues that we need to discuss. Right, five major issues that we need to be looking at for any population. And this can be the black population. It could be any other population as well. So here's the concept. We need to discuss family. We need to discuss crime. We need to discuss education. We need to discuss business opportunity. And we need to discuss how you make it all work. Right? How do you make all of this get together? How do you come up with a solution for it? And that's what we're going to chat about today on Ron Siegel Radio. As you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Also going to chat a little bit about some real estate. What's going on? What did the jobs number mean this past week? What is the issue? Is it accurate? We saw a great number, but what do we know about that number? And we'll get some other shocking news in the unemployment report, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you have, if you need us any other time, again, 800-306-1990. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters, or the Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to make the call again, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Let's see what's happening in the markets today. We can tell you that. If I can get my screens to work as quickly as my mouth does, we'll be able to get that information for you right away. Dow Jones now up 242 points. The NASDAQ is up 21.31 as I speak to you. S&P 500 up 13.91. 10-year Treasury is down 3 basis points. Mortgage-backed securities up 23 basis points, which means interest rates are dropping a little bit today. See how that continues to go for you if you're looking to follow that. But again, as always, I tell you that the big number there doesn't you can get those numbers anywhere. We give you the analysis of why that is happening. Though the bonds are trading near unchanged levels on the 10-year Treasury. Quiet economic news day, but a relatively busy news week highlighted by a Fed meeting, inflation data, and some important auctions. Of course, mortgage apps and initial jobless claims will also be the focus this week. Will purchases increase for the 8th straight week? The rest of the week looks something like this. Small business optimism is Tuesday. 10-year auction note is Tuesday. Wednesday, we've got mortgage applications, consumer price index, the Fed meeting announcement, and press conference by Press Secretary Jerome Powell. Initial jobless claims on Thursday, along with the producer price index and the 30-year auction. And again, last Friday, we did get that jobs report showing a gain of 2.5 million jobs, an unemployment rate that dropped from 14.7 to 13.3. But the employment rate, according to the BLS, should have been higher because of misclassification errors. In fact, the last few reports should have been higher because of this error. Within the household survey, where the unemployment rate is calculated, millions of workers were classified as employed but absent from work, and when they should have been classified as unemployed. This happens because of poor education on how to answer and many who thought they were going to be called back to work. How much impact does this have? Well, could tell us a big number. We'll see that in some of the revisions, maybe. And the reason I say that it might happen in some of the revisions is because sometimes if the person's back to work, they may never get shown as being part of that calculation. That's just the way the various numbers do work. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So here's the issue. Fascinating, looking at some people, the very, very ignorant people like this character, Vernon, who wants to... I guess there's a lack of education for Vernon because he doesn't have any insight as to... I always love it when people start getting to name-calling. That just tells you they have no intelligence, but that's okay. So here's the issues that I'm looking at and solutions, because no one wants to talk about these solutions as to what's going on right now. So I'm going to say first off that we look at personal responsibility. So, and what I'm getting back to is I am getting back to the idea here of how do we solve some of these problems? Okay. Solutions. Not a matter of just going out there and protesting and say, let's get rid of the police. Well, that's not going to solve anything. What will end up happening is how do we get out there and solve the problem? Because what happens if you get rid of the police, you end up just going to a point of saying, you know something, everybody who can afford it is going to buy their own sidearms, their own weapons, and protect themselves, back similar to what they did in the 1800s. Is that the solution we really want? I suggest not. So first off, let's look and talk about family. Individual responsibility, right? We need to get out there and educate our children. It's not for the schools to educate. They do their part, but we need to take care of that. We're going to talk in depth about that in just a minute. But how about that family structure? How about making sure that our kids know right from wrong? Make sure that they're growing up in a loving environment. And I'm not saying that your kids are not. I'm just saying that there are young people out who are not growing up in a loving environment, mom and dad at home, mom and dad being the guiding light. I don't think that the athletes, the actors, the business people, they're not the ones that should be our kids' heroes. Mom and dad are the most important, or should be the most important people in our kids' lives. That's the whole idea, right? So if we get mom and dad as being the most important people and being the role models, do we want our kids to see us as hardworking people, or do we want to see ourselves as looters? Now, protesting, I think, is great. Peaceful protesting, letting people know that there's a problem. But I think that you always want to have some sort of a solution to the problem. What does it really do any good to have a whole bunch of protests to say, well, what do you want? How can we solve this issue? How can we make things right? How can we make things better? Our country's always been on the ground of making things better, doing things the right way. So here's the issue, and how do we correct it? So first I say is starts in the, everything, to me, everything starts in the household. It starts at home, right? Mom and dad, loving environment, raising our kids to be upstanding citizens, being going out and protesting if that's the way to get something accomplished. I think it's great. Second idea, crime. Now, I don't think the crime solves anything at all. I think a lot of the crime has to do with our young people not having that family environment, that guiding light. That's the biggest issue right there. We've got celebrities out there who are, our kids are thinking these people are our heroes, our role models. What a pathetic joke, right? They are not. I mean, they glorify themselves when they get arrested. They glorify themselves by being divas and these guys doing things that are completely screwy. Why is it that we've got a fund put together by celebrities and business people like a Zuckerberg or someone like that? Why is it that we have them putting together a relief fund for looters? How about a relief fund for those who have been looted? Right. I saw one of the news broadcasts that a looter said, well, they've got insurance. Well, you don't know that people have insurance. A lot of small businesses, they're just bootstrapping and they don't have insurance. They may not have been able to afford insurance. They may not have even known that there's insurance. And some insurance policies have exclusions. Most insurance policies have exclusions. So where is the relief? Where is the benefit for those that have been looted, who have lost everything? Right? Think about that concept. Have you thought about the fact? Here's a statistic that many, many people don't want to don't know, don't want to understand. Right? There are, for every small business that is shut down, that is, you know, because of rioting and looting, that's 100 people throughout the supply chain that have lost their job. 100 people that lose a job. Now, based on the numbers that we're at right now, there's probably about 2 million jobs lost that won't come back now because of the rioting and the looting. Where do the looters go to do the most of their looting? They're doing it in their own neighborhoods. So why do you want to burn down the Target in your neighborhood that supports you? Why do you want to burn down the CVS that's in your neighborhood that is supporting you? Think about that. Is that benefit? Does that get the point across, or does it create more animosity? I suggest it's probably not going to help that. Now, we did have a crime bill that was signed. The media doesn't want to tell you that, but the first president ever to sign a crime bill to help more nonviolent criminals get out of jail, and I call them criminals because they were convicted. President Trump signed a crime bill in conjunction, I think it was with Kanye West, that helped create this, and they did sign a crime bill. Where's the news on that? Is that part of the solution, or is that part of the problem? The only question I ask there is the issue of what helps. Vernon, you're right. I'm not saying the BLM protesters are doing the looting. I've never said that at all. I'm saying that there is looting being done. Now, are the BLM protesters stopping any of the looters? Are they pushing them away? I know I saw in some areas that they were, and I think that's great. Just a thought there. So the crime not a big it is a big problem. And why is it being glorified? Why are we putting up a fund to help with the looters? Just throw that out there for your suggestion. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. The shocking news in the unemployment report and sneaky ways to improve your credit. I don't know if we'll get to that one today. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing all of these things and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned, or we'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text SLT Home Digest to 79564, SLT Home Digest 79564. The shocking news in the unemployment report is our subject today. Last Friday, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics released their May employment situation summary. Leading up to the release, most experts predicted the unemployment rate would jump up to approximately 20% from the 14.7% rate announced last month. The experts were shocked. Wall Street Journal put it this way, quote, "The May U.S. jobless rate fell to 13.3%. Employers added 2.5 million jobs, blowing Wall Street expectations out of the water. Economists had forecast a loss of 8.3 million jobs and a 19.5% unemployment rate," unquote. In addition, CNBC revealed the May gain, quote, "The May gain was by far the biggest one-month jobs surge in U.S. history since at least 1939, unquote. Here are some of the job gains by sector: food and service and bartenders, 1,400,000; construction, 464,000; education and health services, 424,000; retail, 368,000; other services, 272,000; manufacturing, 225,000; professional services, 127,000. Still a long way to go before the economy fully recovers, as 21 million Americans remain unemployed. That number is down, however, from 23 million just last month. And of the 21 million in the current report, 73% feel their layoff is temporary. This aligns with a recent Federal Reserve Bank report that showed employers felt 75% of the job losses are temporary layoffs and furloughs. The employment situation summary was definitely a pleasant surprise and evidence that the country's economic turnaround is underway. The data also offers a labor market snapshot from mid-May, when the government conducted its monthly survey of households and businesses. Many states did not open for business until the second half of May. This bodes well for next month's jobs report. Bottom line, we can't rejoice over a report that reveals millions of American families are still without work. We can, however, feel relieved that we are headed in the right direction and much more quickly than most anticipated. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, I'm sorry, SLT Home Digest to 79564, SLT Home Digest to 79564. Get your information about your home, exactly what the county recorder knows about your property. Get exactly what the market believes about your property. All that information is there. Again, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. We've been chatting this morning a little bit about solutions, as I see it, my personal opinion, to what is going on in the marketplace right now, what's going on with regards to some of the protesting. And again, as I suggested earlier on, you know, I believe in the people's rights to protest peacefully. I don't believe in burning down somebody else's business. I don't believe in burning down buildings. I don't believe in taking these things out. I don't think that solves anything for anybody. But I did have five solutions. I don't hear any solutions coming from most people. There's a individual who's wanting to mock things, everything I have to say this morning. Again, I haven't heard one solution from him other than counteracting or thinking that he's such a bright guy. But that's a different issue. So here's the idea, the next part of my belief, five steps or five common sense items that I think we need to be looking at. I already talked about family. I talked about crime. Education. And I know that's a big, big issue in a lot of areas. And I suggest that education is a big issue. I believe that a lot of our schools do the best that they can. But there are some individuals and some schools that are not up to par. Well, why are they not up to par? What causes this problem? And I'm going to suggest that, again, we these things kind of circle back to personal responsibility. We say, okay, we want our kids to go to school, let the schools take care of educating them. We don't want any homework. We don't want to do anything on the education process ourselves, or we're too busy, we don't have the time, whatever the case may be. But educating our children is our children, in my opinion, is our number one priority. We look out for them. We brought them into the world. We need to take care of them. An issue that I think we just need to take care of, right? So better education. How do we get a better education? Oh, I think we can just protest. We'll send our kids to school and go protest. No, you got to solve the problem. But we've had an opportunity to solve the problem. We just don't want to take it because that requires personal responsibility. We need to get it to where these schools will either perform or they don't have any students. Sending kids to that area, to a school that's not doing a good job, why? I don't care if it's an inner city school that's not doing a good job. I don't care if it's a suburban. Why should we be sending our kids to schools that don't do a good job? And when you say, well, we've got to make the testing easier. No, don't make the testing easier. Get the kids a better education. Get them up on par with one another. Get them up on par with their peers. Because once they get out of school, are they going to get hired based on just skin color? I hope not. I hope that we get black kids, white kids, brown kids. I don't care what color. Get the best possible individual for a job that you can possibly find. And, you know, I'm not going to be so naive to say that anyone is colorblind. We're not. You can see that if somebody's black, you can see if they're brown, you can see if they're white. But the issue is, should it matter? And that's where I say, no, it shouldn't matter. I've got family members that are of every color. And I love them all, right? So here's the issue is the education. Now, mom and dad have to take part in the education, right? But the schools have to do a better job. How do you make a school do a better job when you've got people that can molest kids and stay on the payroll for 3, 4, 5 years until they can finally get kicked out? That shouldn't be the case. If somebody's dangerous, get them out of there today. Get them out of there right away. Or mom and dad should have the right to just take them out of that school and put them somewhere else. But you've got schools that mom and dad, maybe they can't afford them. There was a school in Washington, D.C., closed down under the Obama administration, that accepted school vouchers. And the kids were doing wonderful there. Well, why not have school vouchers? Well, I know the unions don't like it. The public school teachers are going to be all over me for that. But the issue here is, why not have a school voucher system so that mom and dad have the right to take their kids wherever they want to take them? Right, you want to go to a school. Now, obviously, there's going to be limitations, right? Because you can't have 1,000 kids wanting to go into the same classroom at a school. So these schools can't take everybody. They're going to have some sort of guidelines or admittance. But there's still got to be enough place for people, right? Put them into schools. And I hear all kinds of complaints. Well, we can't have Betsy DeVos because she's a pro-voucher Secretary of Education. Well, tell me another solution. Tell me how you make that better. How do you don't just tell me that you're gonna that schools need to be better. How? We're in a system that's of capitalism. Capitalism means you get paid for performance. The unions say you get paid for showing up. If nobody shows up to school A because they're not their scores, their standardized testing scores are low, and more people go to schools B, C, and D because they've got some better numbers, they're performing better, they have a better methodology of teaching. Why shouldn't mom and dad have the right to do that at the government's expense? The taxpayer government, there's no such thing really, I shouldn't say that. It's not government expense, it's taxpayer expense. Let the taxpayers pay for it. Put the kids into a school that's going to get them a better education. That's my system. That's my solution to that one. Love to hear what your solution is. Don't just tell me that the education stinks. Let's talk about a solution. Next, once you go on and get your education, business opportunity. Well, I've said on many of my postings and commentary, I've never walked in the shoes of a black person one day in my life. But Senator Tim Scott has. He's a black man. Been stopped as a United States senator, he says, 7 times in Washington, D.C. by the police. 7 times as a United States senator. No probable cause. Why is he being stopped? Should not happen. Shouldn't happen to anybody. Shouldn't happen to, I mean, that's the whole issue, is should not happen to anybody. Just throw that out there for you as to a solution. Now, Tim Scott got together with the president and said, why not create opportunity zones and have funding available from the federal government, from the taxpayer? Well, apparently the president liked the idea, worked together with Senator Scott, and they were putting out millions and millions of dollars into these opportunity zones, into these areas to help minority individuals start their own business. We got to a point before the pandemic that we were at the lowest black unemployment in recorded history. Seems like the way to get started. Now, is it all the great paying jobs? I don't know that part. I can't tell you that answer. I'm assuming probably not, but let's get to a point where we are developing the education to get the better jobs, to get the taxpayer funding to start your own business. Do what you want to do. Have the lifestyle that you and your family desire. Now, I'm not going to say that everybody wants to be the next Sam Walton. Not everybody wants to be the next Mark Zuckerberg or Bill Gates. I used to have some folks that worked for me in my import-export days that they were very, very happy being a warehouse worker, did not want to be the warehouse manager. Hey, that's great. That was what that gentleman's desire in life was. Now, I had the desire to go out and create businesses, to be an entrepreneur, to take that risk. Hopefully, I was going to get the reward. Sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't. But that doesn't mean that I should have the same, that he should be get paid the same amount as I do when I'm willing to take a greater risk than what his life goals were. It's America. You have the freedom to do what you want to do to be able to get into that place. I'm saying that under this current president, people had that opportunity, have that opportunity, get involved. My last solution, my last item, in fact, producers, we're going to skip this break. We'll do it at the end of the broadcast instead of stopping right now. Last item that I'm going to share with you today, and I heard this one from a gentleman in New York that was at one of the BLM protests yesterday. I heard it on the news. Makes total sense to me. Vote. That's our system in this society. Protesting is not going to change a thing. In some instances, it might create more animosity. Each individual is different. But I am going to say, get out there and vote. Go out there and to me, don't just go vote a party ticket. And I don't care whether you vote Democrat or you vote Republican. It does not matter to me. My personal opinion is get educated. I had a conversation with one of my kids at one time. I said, you know something? A lot of people have died over the last 200 plus years for us to have an opportunity to go vote. But don't just go out there and vote because it says D or it says R or whatever. Go out there and vote. But get educated, understand, don't listen to the media. I'm going to share with you, and I've gotten many, many people that are, my opinion again, are brainwashed. If you're not watching Fox News, and hear me out, if you're not watching Fox News, you're not getting educated, because you can get the same. Fox is definitely right, but not right accurate. I'm saying right leaning right conservative. But you can listen to ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, all of them, and get one side of the story. You're going to get a left-leaning side of the story. You need that. You should be listening to that. Absolutely. Listen to any of them, all of them, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all. Get that information. But then get the other side of the story from a Fox News. So you're going to get both sides. Right. When you get both sides, now you're getting started on the education, then hold all of them accountable. I saw a post over the weekend that was talking about how many lives or how many killings there are. And I said to the person that posted this, if you're going to post something like that, why don't you source it? When I started off this morning and gave you the numbers that I was telling you about, the amount of people killed by police officers. And again, I told you in 2017, 457 were white, 223 were black. Actually, I should do 2018 to 2019. It's a little more current, right? We don't have the numbers all in for this year. I understand it. But I mean, we know that there is for 2020, there have been, my numbers are all off here. 2020 says 88 people killed. I know we're halfway through the year. It's on a better trajectory than it was last year. But if you look at, and that's versus 172 white, right? In 2019, there was 370 white, 235 black, right? So, but those numbers all came from Statista 2020, and it's from a June 4th release. If you're going to post statistics, tell us where you got them, right? If you're not posting telling us where you got them, well, what good are they? I'm going to tell you right now that my opinion is, and you can see it very clearly, and it's not just my opinion. I heard Charles Barkley say this the other day, and again, I don't use a lot of stuff from athletes or the Hollywood elites. The Democrat Party has taken the black vote for granted. They're not working for you, right? That's the whole idea. The Democrat Party just takes the black vote for granted. Tim Scott, he went out there and has done something different. Betsy DeVos, she's been out there doing something a little bit different. Why does the black community continue to vote in mass for the Democrats who have done nothing to solve these problems? I submit that question to you. Why continue that way? Now, am I saying that all of the Democrats are bad individuals? No, absolutely not. What I am saying is hold them accountable. What are they doing to help the situation? That's just my thoughts. Again, those were five different areas that I think we can be looking at to try and improve the situation and come up with these. Go out there, and if you agree with them, well, go out there and force the elected officials to follow that. And if you're not, fire them. Right? California is a simple example. California has gone backwards over and over again. The state is bankrupt. The education system is failing. People are moving out because of high taxes. Yet we continue to elect the same people. And again, I don't care what party you're with. I look right here in the city of Anaheim, and you look at the policies of a couple of members of the city council. They basically want to continue to oppress people. The government can do everything for you. Well, how's that working out for you? Just a thought for you right there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio. And as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only discuss items that affect your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning?